Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, as she does twice a week with our legislative update, is Representative Christine Watkins. We've been talking budgets on the Hill today and get that all wrapped up. Plus, there's another bill that she wanted to talk about, House Bill 234, that is an education bill, and we'll discuss that as well. Representative Watkins, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
Anytime. It's good to keep people informed of what's going on up there. And, you know, you're kind of easing into the legislature now. This is the second week. And one of the first things that you guys deal with every year is the budget. And that's what's on the agenda for today, isn't it?
Yeah. Yesterday and today, we have to have our base budget done. And so things like what we're going to talk about, the tax cuts, they're not in there yet. If something happened to the legislature, like we've kind of had with COVID, but far worse than that, and we had to adjourn without doing the rest of this stuff that we're going to do for 5 more weeks, the budget's done. Now, it may not be where we want, because right now we're in the process of allocating money to groups and to different state departments, but we would have a base budget. So what I want to talk about today is what people have probably been hearing about on TV and maybe radio, is the tax cuts that we're recommending.
So first and foremost, though, before we dive into that, so when you say like a base budget, is that kind of like your guy's best guess as to what it's going to cost to run the state for the next year? Is that what base budget means?
Yes. And it is based off the last year's budget and then adjustments that may have been made, because of COVID, or if there was an economic downturn or whatever. Of course, fortunately, we're doing very, very well. And we actually have all this federal money that's come in. So we took some of that federal money and we put it in the base budget and said, we're going to put this there. We don't know exactly where we're going to put it, into what organization, et cetera. We're going to put $160 million in this base budget above what it was last year. And then we're going to work on a tax cut, and we're going to work on this and this. And so that's what we're doing.
All right. And as you were saying, you've got to be hearing, if you're looking at a paper, if you're reading, if you're listening to the radio, if you're watching TV, you've got to have heard about tax cuts. But that's one thing that always makes people's ears stand up, is when they say tax cuts. So what kind of tax cuts are we looking at this time around?
I told you we'd put $160 million aside. I think actually now that number is going to go up to $200 million. We have the flat rate of 4.95% income tax, and we want to drop that to 4.85%, and that would take $160 million. But we also want to help people at the really lower income level that are working. So we want to most people want to do an earned income tax credit, and that would take $25 million. And that's where they do their taxes and they get a tax credit, and either if they had a tax liability, it could be taken care of, or they'd get money back. Now, this is a non-refundable one, so if you you can't get back more than what you've put in. Some states have a refundable, but we don't have that much money. So this is non-refundable. It's going to be $25 million, and this will help the lower-income working people. Plus, last year, we passed the Social Security tax cut, and we want to add to that another $15 million. And so this would raise the income level of people who are taking Social Security. Right now it's about $25,000 for a single person and $50,000 for a couple. And this is not just your Social Security. This is all the money that you have coming in. So we want to raise the $25,000 to $35,000, maybe a little bit more than that for a single person. And for a married couple, we want to bump that up into the higher $50,000 range. And so you add that up, that's $160 million for the rate cut on income, your individual income. And then we have the $25 million on the EITC, earned income tax credit, and then $15 million for the Social Security, and that's $200 million.
Get you right to $200 million. And this is really a true tax cut that is tangible that everybody will see.
Right. And that's why you're going to see it. We've got, for lower income, the EITC, the flat rate going from 4.95 to 4.85, depending on your income level, you'll probably see something there. And then in Social Security, and obviously, you've got to be on Social Security and be a little bit more moderate in your income so that you don't have to pay the tax on Social Security.
Very, very good. So we've got that's coming that we need to look at. And then before you get out of here, we need to talk about this House Bill 234. That's the education bill that's something near and dear to you, being a teacher, I'm sure.
Right. And it's been blowing up my phone and my emails. And this bill is by Representative Tesher, and he happens to be my co-chair, he's my assistant chair in my Beetle committee. And so I'm going to have to tell him today, now, don't take this personal, but no to your bill, and I'm going to speak out against it. But this bill is really, really onerous to teachers and even to the districts. We met with a lot of the rural superintendents last week, and they hate this bill too. And what it's saying is a teacher can't change anything. You have to have everything posted a couple weeks in advance, and if you're going to change something, you got to almost get permission to change that. And being a former teacher and obviously, that's the profession that I love, and no, it's changed since I left. But I'm going to tell you that the way teachers teach is the same. And if something comes up, a student asks a question, or something happens in the state or the country, and you're in a class where you kind of want to talk about that because the kids are curious, or as you're doing your preparation for your class and you come across something that's like, oh, that would be really great. If you didn't have that in there for a couple of weeks ago, you can't do it. And you may not be sued, but the district can be.
And so
it's not a good bill.
Right. So what is their reasoning behind this? What are they saying that this, why do they feel like they need to do this?
Because they want to control teachers. Because we've had a few teachers go off the track. Let's just say that.
They've gone rogue.
Yeah, a rogue teacher that's saying things that are really, really political and obviously slanted from one side to the other. It doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter which side, conservative or liberal, but they go off in front of their class. That's not appropriate. We agree with that. But if you're teaching the curriculum that you are assigned and you're supposed to be kind of an expert in that, you need to have the freedom to, as I loved, my most favorite saying was, monitor and adjust. Monitor your class. Are they understanding what you're teaching? If they're not, okay, let's adjust and let's do what we need to. This bill would not allow for that. Absolutely would not.
Totally understandable then. Now that you've broken it down and explained it, it's completely understandable to me. I get that part of it. So well done. Well done teaching there. That
was yes, and I think we're going to be, I haven't looked, my education committee's this afternoon. I think it's going to be there. We have a number of us on that committee that have been former teachers, administrators. So I'm hoping they see it the way I do, because this is not a good bill. It really is not. And you want to talk about micromanaging. And I mean, you know, they want to have parent involvement in things, and that's great. But a lot of parents are out working and they trust the district to hire good teachers. And if they're not good, then they figure a way to have them leave the profession. But if you have 35 kids or 30 kids in your class, you're not going to please every parent 100% of the time. We hope you do, but once in a while you may be teaching about something and it's in the state core that if someone says, oh, no, I don't believe in that. Well, that's fine. But come on, if it's in the core and I taught to the core, then it's been approved by the State Board of Education.
All right. So once again, that's House Bill 234. We're going to keep an eye on that. We're going to keep an eye on the budget, and we're going to let you go to work now.
Okay, great. I've got committee meetings starting pretty soon.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Representative Christine Watkins. She's headed up to the Hill today. Representative Watkins, thanks for taking the time out to talk to us today, and we will catch up with you next week.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.